Police: Minnesota man beat, waterboarded, and raped girlfriend in dorm for 3 days. By Amy Furr on September 15, 2023. Police arrested a Minnesota man on Sunday after he allegedly held his girlfriend captive inside her dorm room at an all-girls school in St. Paul, torturing her for 3 days. A criminal complaint says 19-year-old Keanu Labatt is accused of beating, waterboarding, and raping the young woman at St. Catherine University, People reported Friday. An image shows the suspect in the case. Waterboarding is described as a form of torture in which water is poured into a victim's nose and mouth while the person is lying on their back on an incline with the person's feet above their head, according to Britannica. As the victim's sinus cavities and mouth fill with water, his gag reflex causes him to expel air from his lungs, leaving him unable to exhale and unable to inhale without aspirating water, the website reads. The People article said the suspect now faces 5 felony charges, including 3 for criminal sexual conduct, 1 for threats of violence, and a single count for domestic assault by strangulation. The outlet detailed the case. On Thursday, Labatt arrived at the university to see his girlfriend, whom he had been dating for 2 months, according to the criminal complaint. While there, he allegedly discovered texts, pictures, and social media posts that infuriated him, prompting the suspect to allegedly unleash a weekend of physical and sexual violence on the unidentified woman. Labatt took her phone away and raped her, the victim told investigators, according to the complaint. Labatt also choked her until she was unable to breathe, felt lightheaded and saw stars, the complaint states. He then threatened to kill her and her family, the complaint states, and reminded her that she knew what he had done to a prior girlfriend. The victim also claimed the man hit her several times in her face and stomach. Labatt is also accused of waterboarding the young woman in the bathtub. She eventually escaped from the suspect early Sunday once he allowed her to get food at the campus dining hall. Beforehand, he returned her phone and told her to stay in contact via Snapchat. However, the young woman contacted police to report what allegedly happened to her, and she was taken to a hospital for a medical check. The New York Post reported, the teen was already on probation for violating a restraining order another woman had taken out against him, according to court records. His bail was set at $100,000, and he is due back in court on October 9.